Okay, Bonnie, it's yours.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, thanks for calling in. And again, my name is Bonnie Schmader, and I'm not sure how many of you were also on our first call that I did back in June, on June the 3rd, but basically on that call, we talked about the elements of melody, what makes a good melody, and how studying and learning tunes, familiar tunes, can help be a way to sort of create some variety and eventually do improvisation in your therapeutic music using familiar tunes and melodies as a springboard, a jumping off point. And so we talked about major and minor songs and ways to transition, going from if you're playing a tune in a major key and then you're wanting to transition into a minor key or into a different time signature, how improv, sort of doing a variation of that melody, can really help you transition as well. So what my plan was for this week, for today, was to get more into modal improvisation and talk a little bit about what modes are and how we can use modes, and also, again, going back to familiar songs that are modal, specifically to help us with our improv. And again, because we have a small group, if there's something that you really want to ask or talk about, you know, go ahead and unmute yourself, because I don't want you to forget your question. I will leave a couple breaks here and there just for you guys to chime in, but if there's something you want to talk about right now, that's fine too. But basically, modes are scale forms or tonal systems that have been used for a long, long time. And what's really neat about modes is that they're actually quite simple and can make your playing, your therapeutic playing and your improvising and therapeutic music not so hard and pretty unintimidating. And so my approach tonight is to get into some familiar songs that use modes and then give you a couple examples of how you can try to improvise off of those. For those of you, hopefully you've already read or will be planning on reading Stella Benson's The Healing Musician book. She has a whole chapter 8, that's devoted to modal music. And I want to just read the quote at the very beginning, because I kind of like that. It's an anonymous quote, and it's referring to all of the different modes. The first is meek, devout to see. The second, sad in majesty. The third doth rage and roughly brace. The fourth doth fawn and flattery playeth. The fifth delighteth and laughed in the moor. The sixth bewaileth, it weepeth full sore. The seventh treadeth stout in forward race. And the eighth goeth mild in a modest pace. People just don't talk like that anymore, do they? But that, you know, it just gives you an idea that each one of our modes really does have the potential to affect us and who we're playing for. So the first mode I want to talk about is the Ionian mode, and that's just the regular old major scale that we're all really used to. And for simplicity's sake, I'm just going to use, everything's going to be based off of key of C, just to keep it simple. So the Ionian mode, I'll play a C scale, and I'm going to be playing mostly my bass flute. I've got my my other soprano flute, my Native American flute, and I'll use that as well. But here's our C Ionian. And that's really probably the most common and one of the most used modes. It's basically just your major key. And I'm not really going to spend any time talking about that, because that's the kind of music that we're sort of most familiar with. So the next one that I want to talk about is the Dorian mode. And so what makes this Dorian is that it's based off of the note D. And so it's just D to D, using the same key signature as C, which is no flats, no sharps. So this is how that Dorian scale sounds, or Dorian mode. And it's kind of amazing that you're using the same notes, but just by starting in a different place, you're putting the half steps and the whole steps in a different place, and it gives it just a really different feel. I think Dorian is one of my favorite modes. And I'm wondering if some of that has to do with the fact that it's symmetrical in the sense of the pattern of the whole steps and the half steps. It's a whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step, whole step. So whether you read it frontwards or backwards, it's the same. And I wonder if that symmetry sort of helps with the effect of that mode. So that's D to D, using no flats, no sharps. And one tune that you'll all recognize that is in the Dorian mode, this will be in D Dorian, is Scarborough Fair. So I'm going to play that, and then I'm just going to sort of take off and do a little improv off of that. Did call in last week, and or this can just be a review, I guess, for the rest of you. When you're improvising in major and minor keys, it's really good to emphasize your home center, what key are you in, and it's good to emphasize your thirds and your fifths as well. In modal music, it's really good to hit what's called your final, which is sort of the same thing as kind of your root. So in this case, D would be the final. The fifth is the A, which is five steps above the D. And the subfinal is the note before D. That would be C. And that's kind of your lead-in note to get you back to that home center. So when you're improvising using modes, hitting basically the roots and the fifth, and then for lack of a better word, the seventh or the subfinal are really good notes to sort of shoot for. And so that's what I was trying to do with Scarborough Fair. And if you just listen to the tune, it really emphasizes those roots and fifths. So there was D and A. And back to the root. And then at the end, and there was that subfinal, that C that goes into the D. So when you're improvising, if you can hit those same notes, it'll make it a really pleasing melody playing in that Dorian mode. Now, for every one of the modes I'm going to talk about, I'm going to also talk about a more contemporary song that uses mode. So, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles is basically in D Dorian. So I'm going to do a little bit of that. There's a couple exceptions. There's a B-flat that's thrown in once in a while that wouldn't normally be in it. But besides that, it's all natural, key of C, just using the notes D through D. There was that B-flat. But that's the B natural, and that's the note that really belongs in that mode, and I think that's what makes that mode so special. So now I'll just do a little improv off of Eleanor Rigby, which I'm doing in D Dorian. Mm-hmm. you heard a few of those, the roots, the D's, and the fifths, the A's, and then that final, or the subfinal, that C leading back into the D. So I wasn't necessarily trying to play the tune real close. In fact, I think it's a good exercise to see how different you can play the tune, and we'll get into some things where we just take the tempo right out of it, you know, things that usually have a pulse tempo. The challenge is, you know, of course, learning to play slow and not with rhythm sometimes. So it's a great exercise to do. So I was definitely taking a lot of liberties. But the point here is just that you've got this great mode, D Dorian, and you've got a couple tunes that you could learn, and basically just sort of experimenting with how you can create a melody that you weave in and around these songs using the scale, the D Dorian scale, D to D. So that's it for D Dorian. Does anybody have any questions right now before I go on to the next mode? Okay, so I'm going to go on now to Mixolydian. Before I do that, there are seven different modes. So we glossed over Ionian because it's the major scale. It's the one that's most used. We just talked about Dorian. Phrygian is the next mode that is on the third scale step of C. So now we're talking about E to E using the C scale. And I'm not going to, some of these modes aren't really used very much, especially in therapeutic music work, because some just aren't as pleasing or as comfortable. But let me play it for you just so you can hear it. This is E Phrygian. This is going to be E to E. The next one is based off of the note F in the C scale. It's going to be F to F, and it's the Lydian mode. Now, there's other kinds of music, jazz, blues, rock, and other more ancient forms of music that have used those modes. But really, you don't hear a lot of the kind of music, at least that we would probably be playing in our work, or really trying to improvise off of. So I don't have any examples of tunes or improv because I just don't think it's probably too applicable. So I'm going to just focus on the modes that are more common and more pleasing, and that are also linked to a lot of tunes. So next, I'm going to go to the Mixolydian mode. And that's based off of the fifth scale step of the, in this case, we're talking about the key of C, so that's going to be G. So this scale is G to G, but it's going to be all the white notes, so all naturals. And I really like this mode as well. A lot of Celtic music you find written in Mixolydian. You also find a lot of Celtic in Dorian as well. I'm going to give you an example of a couple of Celtic tunes that are in Mixolydian. She moved through the fair. I'll start with that one. So remember, again, the good notes to emphasize are the final note, which is the G, the fifth, which is D, and then that subfinal, that note that leads us back into G, which is F. So here's the tune, She Moves Through the Fair. There's the D. Mm-hmm. the end, we had that F, that sub-final, that got us back into the G. The Mixolydian has a really neat quality to it. It's a great mode, and it seems to resonate with people pretty well, too. It's cheerful, but it's not cute. It's up, but it just seems to be a good acceptable mode to play in a lot of situations. So now I'll just do a little improv off of that tune, but I'm still in G Mixolydian. I probably won't do the great Silky. It's some of you may be familiar with it. It's a similar sounding tune as you move through the fair, still Mixolydian mode. So let me do at least one more in this mode. I'll do something that's more contemporary, because she moved through the fair and the great Silky have been around for centuries. So those are really old tunes. But here's a tune that also uses Mixolydian. That's a little more contemporary, so. Different note. That's a B flat, so that wouldn't normally found, but in pop music sometimes they make a little alteration. Different take on Norwegian Wood. The Beatles actually did several songs that were sort of more modally based, which I think I'll do at least one more before I'm done. Oh no, I did Eleanor Rigby already. But yeah, there was sort of a period of time where they got into a lot of modes. And you find even different periods of music, like in jazz, Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, Coltrane, there was this whole kind of period in jazz where modes were really explored. So, you know, we just keep recycling these things and figuring out neat things to do with them. So I think that does it for some ideas for Mixolydian. So, again, remember that's G to G, at least, again, based on the C scale. You can have modes based on any scale. I'm just choosing C as a starting point to make it simple so we don't have accidentals. So Mixolydian is G to G, no flats, no sharps, and just a really neat mode, I think. And again, the more you can emphasize the roots and the fifths and those subfinals leading back into the root, that really kind of nails down your mode. So do you guys have any thoughts, any questions, anything before I move on to Aeolian?
I'm having a hard time picking up the bass flute. It seems like about every other note is fading out, but I don't know if that's just me.
Okay.
So, sorry. If there's something that, if you have a flute that would carry more, I love the, it's so great to hear, you know, your improvs are, it's awesome.
You know what? Thank you. I'm going to grab my soprano and I'm going to go on unless someone else has another comment or question. So the next mode I'm going to talk about is based off of a sixth scale step, and that's going to be A. And this is the Aeolian mode, which is very much also associated with minor, natural minor scales. So we're pretty used to hearing things in Aeolian, even if we didn't know that's what it was called, because it's using the natural minor scale. So here's the scale, A to A. And I'm going to play a couple tunes that you guys will probably recognize, some older tunes. Off of that, and I'll try to emphasize the roots and the fifths and the subfinals again. To play in Aeolian, it's called Spagnoletta. It's more of goes back more to the Renaissance. And now a little improv off of that. And I'm going to purposely try to take this out of time and just have it be no pulse. To not play with a tempo, but you could really unravel that rhythm and just focus on those, you know, key pitches within that mode and create, you know, a fairly interesting melody. Okay, one more tune from A Aeolian, which is really pretty much A natural minor. This is Moon Dance. Thank you. improv off of Moondance in Aeolian, and I'm going to that was in 4-4, so I'm going to try to do it in a different time. I'm going to try to change up the time on this one. Tried to slow that down, and I took it more into a 3-4 time signature just to really change it up. But I was trying to be pretty aware of emphasizing the A's and the E's and the G's leading into the A's. And, you know, if you can do that and then the rest are passing tones, you really can hardly go wrong. That's what's so cool about modal playing is as long as you're in the right scale, the right mode, you can explore and you can really have fun and not be worried you're gonna sound bad or you're gonna hit a wrong note. Because once you're locked into that mode, you're there. Any questions before I go on to my last section that I was gonna talk about, which is pentatonic? So what do you guys think out there?
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
It's Lorna.
Hi, Lorna. Okay. Is this making sense to you guys? Is this, it may be a little too simple for some of you, but because everybody's coming from such varying backgrounds and skill levels, I thought that this would just be a nice way to sort of try to frame it. But, you know, let me know if there's something you want me to elaborate on more. You know, I'm purposely not getting into sort of the real heavy-duty theory part of modes because, you know, we could do several calls just on that. But I do recommend that it's explained in the textbooks. Like I said, Stella Benson does a great job talking about it in her Healing Musician book. And I believe, Christina Turin? She has a book that talks about sort of the kind of goes more into the emotional effects that modes have on us. So there's a lot of studying you can do up on modes, but this is kind of hopefully an easy to digest version. Okay, well, if you don't have any questions about that, I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk to you a little bit about pentatonic. Pentatonic is pretty cool. It's just like the name penta would, you know, you would think, it's five pitches. So check it out. I mean, you've got even less notes to have to worry about. So five pitches per octave. The pentatonic scale, and there's a couple variations of them, but they've been around forever, and they're found everywhere. You find them a lot in Celtic music, Eastern European, West African, our African-American spirituals, American folk music, jazz, you find it everywhere. And it's amazing how five notes can actually create some really beautiful melodies. So there's major pentatonic, and there's a couple versions of minor pentatonic. And so I'm going to talk about major pentatonic first. And again, basing it off of the C scale, the notes in a major pentatonic scale are the first, the second, the third, the fifth, and the sixth scale tones. So going back to being in the key of C, that means it's C, D, E, G, and A, and it sounds like this. So I just did it up and back, C, D, E, G, A. But listen to the tunes that have been created using a major pentatonic scale. Mm-hmm. then improvising off of Amazing Grace. So it's pretty neat, I think, that five notes can do that much. This was a cool find that I found. This is using a pentatonic scale. Beginning of the tune My Girl by The Temptations. Who would have thought? A pentatonic scale in R&B. So another one, I did this one last week. This is the Dvorak's New World Symphony, and the opening statement of the Largo movement uses the pentatonic scale. I mean, it's so simple, but so beautiful. So then I'll do a little improv off of that. Again, this is just using those five notes, C, D, E, G, and A. This is another kind of a fun one. This is, I think you guys will recognize this. Again, C major pentatonic. That theme from Close Encounters of the Third Kind from a jillion years ago. I mean, not that you're going to necessarily play that for your patients, although I guess you could, but the things you could do around those tones. I mean, there's just something pretty magical about pentatonic. Okay, and then real quick, I'm going to just get into just there's minor pentatonic as well. And so if we did minor pentatonic off of the relative minor of C, we would start with A, because A minor is the relative minor of C. And so playing off of that, the minor pentatonic would be the notes A, C, D, E, and G. And you can hear the difference in the minor pentatonic. This is the relative minor pentatonic. Sounds much different then. So here's a tune that's based off of that minor pentatonic. So with the exception of that very last note that I played, which was a B, those notes are all in that minor pentatonic scale, and that was Summertime. So improvising off of that, off of minor pentatonic, C's, A's, D's, E's, and G's. Woo-hoo! notes. That's all you have to worry about with the pentatonic. You know what? I told you I was going to play my Native American flute, so let me do that real quick. And Jody, you'll appreciate this because most of your Native American flutes are in minor pentatonic. So I'm picking up a different flute, and it's in G minor. Different key there. That was G minor pentatonic. So again, just five notes, and you can create some really interesting tunes. Whether you're using an established familiar tune to start with, or you just decide to take off on your own. So just to review, we went over the Dorian mode, which is based on the key of C, is the scale steps D through D. And I played Scarborough Fair and Eleanor Rigby and did some improv off of those. That's a very pleasing mode that you find a lot of Celtic music in as well. The next one I demoed was the Mixolydian. That's built off of the fifth scale step of C, which is G, G to G. And I played She Moved Through the Fair and Norwegian Wood. Again, and the more you can emphasize the roots and the fifth and those sevenths, those subfinals leading into it, then that just really nails your mode and there's no question where you're at. The next one I did was the Aeolian, which is also the natural minor scale, and that was based off of the chord tones A, A through A, and I demoed Greensleeves and Spanuletta, and I'll throw in a little moon dance for good measure with some improv using all of those. And then finally ended up on our major pentatonics, which included Amazing Grace and My Girl and New World Symphony. It's crazy what you can do with these songs and then just improv from there. And then our minor pentatonic. So with that, I hope that helps to sort of give you some yet other ideas of how to use modes and music that and songs that are already created in modes to improv, because again, and even if you were on the call last week, I can't stress enough how important it is to really get improv to be a natural part of your playing, because not only is it easier because you don't have to haul around as much stuff, you don't have to have all your books and everything, but it frees you up to be in the moment, and I think in our work that's really important to be in the moment. And you certainly have to be when you're improvising. And even if you're bridging tunes with improv, you still have that moment where you're just more in the moment. And I think that's important with our patients to be there and to be paying attention to how the music is affecting them. It's harder to do that when we're staring at a piece of sheet music. So the more you can play off of the page, I encourage you to memorize your music as much as you can. And what's neat about these modal songs that I played for you is they're pretty easy to memorize. And the quicker you can memorize, then I find it easier to be able to improvise once you have been able to memorize a tune. So hopefully that will become more and more part of your playing as well. So do you guys have any questions, any comments, anything you want me to play again or go over? Maybe I put you to sleep. I don't know.
Oh, I had a great time. That's good.
Oh, awesome. Who's this?
This is Mick Fuller. I'm a new student with Harp for Healing, and I was playing my harp. I was one of the noisemakers in the background before I hit the mute button.
Oh, that's okay. I'm glad you were motivated to pick up your instrument and start playing, so that's cool. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, it's me, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
It was, Yeah, I have a little trouble connecting all of this to the Native American flute. Although, of course, with our cross-fingering and half-holding and stuff like that, I can hit just about anything. But I just have a little trouble relating most of it to the Native American flute of
yeah,
the modes, because they don't recognize particularly modes. They'll say, well, it's this mode 1 and 4. But I've been done some research, and they're just not recognized.
No, you're absolutely right, and because your instrument is designed to play pentatonic, so that's where the beauty of the instrument is. And I know that there was a new song that you were going to, just was published, that you were going to try to check out. It probably has a couple alternate fingerings, but you know, I think for the most part, Jody, it's probably better for you to hang in there with your pentatonic stuff, and then maybe just slowly kind of add in a couple things that might use a couple of those, you know, those other fingerings, but definitely don't concentrate on your repertoire, because it's so much harder.
Well, it is. I mean, I do Amazing Grace, and I have, you know, several songs like that I'm not even sure, because everything's written in the key of E, you know, with
right.
the flute.
Yeah.
And so it just is, that's what's wonderful about transposing. You just pick up a different flute.
As long as you just keep growing your flute collection, you're in business. So, hopefully at least this gives you some ideas, though. You know, it just increases your awareness of, you know, what's possible. And, you know, some of it may be more doable or not with some of your instruments, but at least, you know, you've got some choices, and it's kind of up to you guys how you want to explore it and, you know, try it out yourselves. But anyway, guys, I really appreciate you calling in and your interest, and I just encourage you to get out there and just start playing, you know, maybe pick a mode every week and just, you know, learn some songs in that mode, memorize them, and just free yourself up to improvise in and around them. And pretty soon, before you know it, you're going to have so many things to play for your patients that you're going to run out of time before you run out of tunes. So.
Well, and I would just add that you know, one of the ways to deal with modes is to learn a piece, a tune, or part of a tune. And then improvise from it. But the other way that you can use modes ultimately is you just start with a mode and you make up your own. I mean, it's total improv. So, you know, using another piece gives you a good basis. It's a great way to start, and it certainly gives patients recognizable music when that's appropriate. And gives you the flexibility to move forward without. But you don't have to start with tunes. You can just deal with modes and do that emphasis of the first fifth and then come into the first via the seventh, like a C and G and a C, and then come from the B to C. And
absolutely.
You can play for ages that way, and you can go from mode to mode, transition from mode to mode.
Can I hear?
Yeah, sometimes when I'll be improvising, and then while I'm improvising, something I play inadvertently through my improv reminds me of a tune. So then I'll launch off into the tune because my improv triggered that. So sometimes you find that one leads to another, and so I think it's just important to go with it. You know, wherever you start from, whether you start with just pure improv or you start with a tune, just let it lead you. Well, great, guys. Any other questions or comments? This was really fun for me. I hope you had hope you guys learned something.
Out of all.
Just thank you very much. It was
wonderful.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Great job, Bob.
Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys have a good summer. Happy summer.
Same to you.
Same to you.
Okay.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.